It's time for another podcast coming to you from the wild boonies of Northern California.
This is Armando. In this presentation, I would like to go over the accessibility preferences and what you should change on your Samsung Galaxy S5. The reason you would want to change some of the accessibility preferences is because of the following. Of course, you want to be able to customize your phone to your liking and whatnot, but also if you don't check a few things, then TalkBack is not going to perform the way you would want it to perform so that you're able to take advantage of your Samsung Galaxy device. Additionally, I would also like to comment on a few things that I wasn't able to comment on when I did my unboxing setup because of the fact that I thought I was recording, and when I went to edit the podcast, unfortunately, there were things that did not get recorded. So without further ado, let's get going. On the unboxing, there was a thing that I meant to say to you guys that did not make it in the recording, and that was when you take your Samsung out of the box and you take all of its contents, the earbuds and whatnot, and you find your battery. The way the phone is designed, Samsung did a great job in sealing it, but unfortunately, if you don't take a look on the internet or have someone side to show you how to open the battery compartment, then you're gonna suffer like I did. So the way I had to do it was I had to pop the USB cover, which is if you hold the phone in your hand like I have right now, and you have the camera in the upright position and the screen facing you, you would stick your fingernail in between the chassis of the phone and the rubber side of the USB cover, but you would want to do it on the bottom side where the speaker is. And I guess to give you a better orientation, if you have the phone facing upside down with the volume rocker switch on the left and right, on the left side rather, you want to open the USB cover on the left side on the downward position. That way you can pop the cover off and therefore have access to the backing of the battery. And you want to gently pry with your fingernail or something of that sort. Try to make sure you grab the plastic and not the chassis of the phone. And hopefully if you do it right, the plastic will come off and you'll be able to have access to the battery tray. Once you insert the battery back in, what you want to do is line it up and start from where the camera is. Go all the way around the phone. Make sure it snaps completely tight so that your phone seals and we won't have any accidents and whatnot. To unlock your screen of the phone, what you would want to do is press the power button, which is, if you have your phone with the camera facing up and the screen facing you and the home key facing down, the power button is going to be to the right of the phone side. I'm going to press it and you should hear
3:50 p.m. Dark screen enabled.
So it's telling me the time, and I'm going to swipe to the right and see what message I get.
Swipe with two fingers to unlock the screen.
So it's telling me to swipe with two fingers to unlock the screen, so I will do that. And the best way to do it is to have your fingers kind of spread, a little bit spread, and do it towards the top of the screen. Oop, and my phone just locked, so.
Swipe with two fingers to unlock this device unlocked.
Okay, perfect. And I unlocked my screen. There are many ways to get to the accessibility preferences. I'm going to do it the long way, which is taking you to my applications folder, which if you kind of swipe to the right.
Letter 351, Saturday, October, Google search. Search. Voice search button. Email. Camera. Play Store. Google folder. Phone. Messenger. Facebook. Chrome. Applications.
So we double tap on the applications.
Applications. More options. Google.
So I'm going to do a two-finger swipe to the left because I need to get to the other page where my settings are at.
Page 3 of 4.
So we want page 3 of 4, and we want to find an icon that says settings.
More options. Settings.
And we double tap on settings.
Settings.
Now, where we want to go is to the accessibility.
Data. Accessibility.
We double tap on the accessibility.
Accessibility.
And let's explore the screen. That way we get familiar with this, and we will cover this more in depth when the appropriate time comes. So let's swipe.
More options button.
So we have a more options button. Let's see what that does.
Showing one item. Help.
That apparently is a help button, which help. We'll other get out of this.
Help. Categories. Header.
So if we swipe to the right, we're going to get to where it says categories. And the more options button just gives you one screen. And that's apparently, if you want to know what it's about, you can read it. It's a help documentation for the accessibility. So we're going to swipe to the right.
Vision.
So our first category, we have vision.
Hearing.
Hearing.
Dexterity and interaction.
Dexterity and interaction.
More settings, header.
More settings, it's another heading.
Direct access, on.
Direct access, which I'll cover that in a bit, what that means, but right now it's on, which I will explain momentarily.
Answering slash ending calls.
Answering and ending calls.
Simple tap mode, dismiss or snooze alarms, calendar, answering, simple tap mode, dismiss or snooze alarms, calendar events, and timer alerts, and answer or reject incoming calls with a simple tap, checkbox, not checked.
So that's basically an self-explanatory. That means that if you want to dismiss alarms, calls, and whatnot with a single tap, you can check that box and you'll have the ability to do that.
Manage accessibility, import and export your accessibility settings, or share them with other devices.
You can apparently share, import, and whatnot, your accessibility preferences with your other devices. That is, if you have a tablet or another phone or something, which I'm assuming that's what it is. I've never messed with it. So if someone wants to correct me, please feel free to do so.
Services, header.
Services, I don't know what that means.
No services installed.
But it's telling me no services installed. So we won't worry about that.
Accessibility, navigate up.
So we're back to the accessibility where you navigate up.
More options button, vision.
Let's get into the vision category and I will explain what's in here.
Hearing, simple tap, answering, direct access, more dexterity, hearing, vision. Vision.
So we're in the vision category. Let's swipe to the right.
Vision, navigate up, talkback, on.
Talkback, apparently that means it's on. So obviously that's self-explanatory. But let's get into the submenu. We double tap and see what it means.
Talkback, navigate up, on, switch.
If we double tap on this, it will ask us if we want to turn off talkback, which we don't want to. So
when talkback is on, your device provides spoken feedback to help blind and low vision users. For example, it describes what you touch, select, and activate.
This is self-explanatory what talkback means. It's basically saying that when it's on, it basically provides feedback and whatnot. So hopefully the speech is not too fast for you. And by the way, I'm using Eloquence, which you can purchase on the Google Play Store for about $20. And I think it's worth it. So that's to give you a little side note here.
Settings button.
So here we have the TalkBack settings where if we launch it, well, let's get in here.
When TalkBack is on, you have the settings button. TalkBack settings. TalkBack settings. Speech, header. Speech volume, match media volume.
So speech volume, match media volume, which that's pretty much self-explanatory. But if you go in here, you could change it if you want it lower or higher than, or higher, lower, or if you want to keep it at the match media volume.
Use pitch changes. Speak keyboard feedback in the lower pitch voice. Checkbox, checked.
Use pitch changes. That means if when you type, it's going to speak in the lower pitch.
Shape to start continuous reading. Disabled. Use proximity sensor. Speak when screen is off. No speech occurs when this keyboard echo. Always speak type. Use pitch changes. Speak keyboard echo. Always speak type keys.
Keyboard echoes always speak type keys, which, yeah, you would want that, especially if you want to know what's in here.
Speak when screen is off. No speech occurs when the screen is off. Checkbox. Not checked.
No speech occurs when the screen is off. You kind of want to leave that on. And the reason is, I would say if you need access to the phone or if the phone rings or whatnot and you have your phone in the lock screen, that way it can speak to you. So I would leave that unchecked. And what else do we have?
Speak caller ID. Checkbox. Checked.
Speak caller ID.
Shake to start continuous reading. Disabled.
Shake to start continuous reading. That means you can shake your phone and it'll start reading continuously whatever you're reading.
Use proximity sensor. Proximity sensor silences speech. Checkbox. Checked.
Use proximity sensor, which that's self-explanatory. It will silence the speech.
Shake. Speak caller ID. Check other feedback. Header.
Then we go to the other feedback.
Vibration feedback. Checkbox. Checked.
Vibration feedback obviously means that when you touch something, your phone's going to vibrate, and this is a per-user preference, which I will leave it on for the moment.
Single tap selection, experimental, tap on curve, automatically scroll list, touch exploration, header, sound volume, focus, single tap selection, experiment, long, manage gesture, yep. Touch, sound volume, clip, focus, speech audio, decrease other audio volume, sound feedback, checkbox, checked.
Sound feedback, which apparently you're hearing all those sounds, those bing, bing, bong, bong sounds, that you can disable that if you wish.
Focus speech audio, decrease other audio volume while speaking. Checkbox, checked.
Focus speech audio, decrease other audio volume when speaking. That's actually a good thing I left that checked because especially if you're listening to Pandora, you need to access other stuff or whatever the case may be. So, or if your phone rings, it will like mute the ringer or lower the ringer volume and you can hear who's calling. So that's a good thing.
Sound volume, 25% of media volume.
Sound volume, that's 25% of media volume. I guess that's for the speech, I would say.
Touch exploration, enter.
Touch exploration.
Explore by touch, checkbox, checked.
Explore by touch should be checked, especially if you want screen feedback.
Automatically scroll list, checkbox, checked.
Automatically scroll list, that's you want to leave that checked, especially if you have a long list, and I guess what it does is it scrolls through the list, which is a good thing. And again, someone please correct me if I'm wrong.
Simple tap selection, experimental, tap on currently focused item to select, checkbox, not checked.
I guess this is to select by single tap, which I prefer the double tap to select something, especially because I'm a little clumsy and I'm new to this device, so I'll leave that unchecked.
Launch Explore by Touch tutorial.
And right here is where you can launch the Explore by Touch tutorial in case you get lost or if you forget a gesture or whatever the case may be, you can go through that tutorial, relearn. And when you first boot up the phone, you can go through that, which I happened to bypass the recording, didn't catch it for some reason. So right here is where you would go under where it says the Explore by Touch tutorial.
Manage gestures.
Manage gestures. I guess you could change what each gestures does here. I've never played with it, so if someone wants to comment, feel free so.
Manage custom labels.
Manage custom labels. I've never played with this, so I won't even touch that.
Miscellaneous. Enter.
Miscellaneous.
Terms of service.
Terms of service. I guess it's the license agreements and whatnot. Yes, I've read it.
Privacy policy.
Privacy policy.
Resume from suspend when lock screen is shown.
Resume from suspend. I've never messed with that, so I'll just leave it as is.
Developer settings.
Developer settings.
Talkback settings.
So we're out of the talkback settings, so we're back to the main screen where you have the vision and whatnot.
Direct access on.
Direct access on. This is what I want to explain to you guys, what I had to enable. When I turned on my phone for the first time and I thought the triple click home key would enable talkback, it did not work, so I had to do the two finger, a little bit of a spread hold on the screen. Here is where you can configure what the home key does, the triple click home key.
Direct access on switch.
And normally by default it comes off, which you want to turn that on.
Open specific settings or access a specific function by pressing the home key 3 times in quick succession.
So basically it's telling you that it would open a specific setting, whatever the case may be, if you triple click the home key, kind of like when you start VoiceOver on the iOS side.
Accessibility settings, header.
Accessibility settings, that's a heading.
Accessibility, checkbox, not checked.
Accessibility, that's unchecked, that's because it's going to open the main menu.
Talkback, checkbox, checked.
Talkback, this is the one you want to make sure you have checked so that when you triple click the home key, you will do.
Talkback turned off.
See, talkback is turned off. We turn it back on.
Talkback turned on.
See, and if you don't have that on, then that's not going to work for you.
Negative colors, checkbox, not checked.
Negative colors, I wouldn't worry about that. That's, I guess, for the low vision people in case they want to switch the colors.
Interaction control, checkbox, not checked.
Interaction control, I guess that's if you want to interact with it. I don't know what that is, but I'll have to explore that later.
Direct access, navigate up, answering slash ending calls.
The last thing I had to change in order to make sure that we have the phone interacting properly is the answering and ending calls. We'll get in here.
And answer calls by, header.
Answer calls by.
Pressing the home key, checkbox, check.
You can press the home key when an incoming call comes in, which that actually works, and I like that feature. And we swipe to the right.
Voice control, answer calls with voice commands, checkbox, not checked.
Or apparently you can answer with your voice and say answer, which I don't like that. I'd rather do the home key.
Waving hand over device, checkbox, not checked.
Or you can wave your hand and it answers the phone, which again, each to their own preference. I prefer the home key method.
End calls by, header.
End calls by.
Pressing the power key, checkbox, checked.
Pressing the power key checkbox and make sure you have that checked because by default they are both unchecked. And this is it for that menu.
Settings, navigate up.
To end this podcast, I would like to show a few things you should enable when you are under the vision heading in your Samsung Galaxy S5 in the accessibility preferences. So if we swipe to the right, we should hear.
Dark screen, keep the screen turned off at all times for privacy. Double press the power key to turn this function on or off. Checkbox, checked.
The dark screen function. Every time you would hear my phone unlock and lock, it would always tell me that the dark screen is enabled. If you come from an iPhone, think of it as the screen curtain option. Whereas if you have that option enabled, it will darken your screen so that people cannot see, especially if you're on a train or just anywhere in general, they cannot see what you're doing. So think of it as a screen curtain. This is a per user preference, but from what I've read, this will also save battery for your device. Minus check, so I will swipe to the right.
Rapid key input, release your finger to enter selection instead of double tapping. Checkbox, check.
Rapid key input. So basically think of it this way. It's kind of like if you're coming from the iPhone again, think of it as the double tap versus the touch typing, the standard typing versus touch typing that is on the iPhone. In this situation, by default, it comes unchecked. So when you insert characters and whatnot, you're going to have to find a character and double tap. And if you're not used to that, you want to make sure you check that box so that when you slide your finger and lift, which is the touch typing, the character can automatically be inserted. So I checked that just because I need to practice on that. And I've actually been pretty good at an iPhone to a new device. I might as well practice on what I've learned so far.
See passwords. Read the characters aloud as you enter your passwords. Turn on Explore by Touch and TalkBack to use this function. Check box. Check.
Speak passwords as you type. This means that if you want to enter your password for your Wi-Fi and whatnot, by default, this is unchecked, so it's not going to read or tell you the numbers or letters or whatever you're trying to do. So if you have this box checked, then yeah, you'll be able to now enter your password, configure your emails and whatnot. So when you first set that up, you might want to think about bypassing the setup screen because at least in my end, the S5 did not have the accessibility setup deal where you can configure the accessibilities from the setup screen. Make sure you have that checked so you can have your passwords.
Font size, small.
The font, I wouldn't worry about it. If you're low vision, you can change your font.
Magnification gestures, off.
Magnification gestures, I mean, obviously that's if you want to have certain gestures to do your magnification, but of course I don't use that feature.
Font size, small. Notification reminder, off.
Notification reminder, so what that basically means that if you have that on, it's going to remind you every so often, hey, you have a notification coming.
Negative colors, checkbox, not checked.
Negative colors, I won't worry about that. That's for low vision.
Color adjustment, off.
Color adjustment, again, that's for low vision people.
Accessibility shortcut, on.
Accessibility shortcut, you want to make sure you check that. That way your end button will work and your home key and whatnot. So keep that checked.
Text-to-speech options.
Text-to-speech option, well, that's where you can basically choose, for instance, which text-to-speech engine you want to use. This is where I came in and changed, for instance, if you want to use either the Google TTS or the Samsung, or in my case, I'm using Eloquence, which again, as I stated before, you can get that at the App Store for $20.
Vision, navigate up.
And this is it for now. This is what I wanted to cover with you guys. If you have any questions, comments, please shoot them my way. I would love to hear from you. My contact information is to follow. Thanks again for listening.
To contact Armando Maldonado, the email address is armando.maldonado0767@gmail.com.